The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Darim Daf Memvav. The Mishnah on Memvav Min Aleph discusses a case. Hamudar Hanoah Mechaveroi, someone makes a neder not to have Hanoah from his friend. This person has either a bathhouse, a public bathhouse, or a Beis Havad, an olive press, somewhere in the city, but he does not take care of it himself, rather he has it rented out. So if he still gets certain benefits, whether it's a certain percentage, questioning more exactly what benefits he has to be getting, but he still has some connection to this merchatz, or this Beis Havad of his, even though it's rented out, he still has some connection to it, then it's also for the person who's not allowed to have hanof him, who's not allowed to derive benefit from him, it's also for that person to use this merchatz, or this Beis Havad. If he doesn't have any active connection anymore to his merchatz or Beis Havad, he rented it out, he gets paid his rent, but he has no connection to it on a day-to-day basis, then it's mutter for this outside person to go into the rented out merchatz that the seicher is taking care of, and to have enough and then to use this bathhouse. The Ran on the Volman base is a big arichos discussing the rights of the masker to make a neder to aser his merchatz on the seicher, or not to have the right to ask for the merchatz for seicher, all depending on the circumstances, what the relationship is between the landlord and the tenant over here, when he does have the right to rent it out, when he does have the right to ask for what he rented out, when he does not have the right to ask for what he rented out, all based on the case. What about the opposite case? Let's say you have a seicher, the renter wants to make a neder, and aser hanoah on the masker, and to aser hanoah on either someone from the street, or to aser hanoah straight out on the masker, on the landlord, is he allowed to do that or not? So the Torah in Siman Reish Chaf Aleph discusses the case of the masker making a neder and asering people from the street from being nanas in the house that he rented out, or asering the seicher, forbidding the seicher from being nanas in the house that he just rented him. And the Beseisa brings a tshuva from Tshuva Tamiyuchosis L'Ramban that it says over there that the seicher nearly the yochel lesser. That's pasha to him that the seicher, the renter, the tenant, he could make a neder to ask her, the masker, the landlord, from coming in and benefiting, driving any benefit from this house or whatever the rented out item is. The payer shalayim, because the payeris, that means the shtamshis, the right to use the house, belongs to the tenant. And he has the right to ask her those payeris, those benefits and that enjoyment which he has the right to, which he's entitled to, that usage, he has the right to ask her on other people, including on his landlord, that he could forbid his landlord, through a neder, he could forbid his landlord from entering. And this is actually what the Shulchan Aruch, the Beseis himself, asks this as the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, over there in Yerdeus Mereish Chaval of Siv Zayin, after discussing the law of a masker, of the landlord making the neder, he says, the Seicher Yochel Asra, he says, the tenant, the one who's renting, he could for sure ask it. The Peris of him, because his payers, he has the rights to the benefits, to the usage of the house that we're discussing, the house or the merchatz, if it's a bathhouse, whatever it is, he has the right to use it, and therefore he has the right to decide who may or may not use it, and he can make a neder answering the usage on other people. The Shach over there to come and Vav says that the Beis of God is from a Tshuva Saramban, really the Taisus and the Erech and Dav Kaf Aleph, the Taisus actually brings it to Mefurshat Tosefta that says as such. After discussing what the masker could do or can't do in regards to answering Anol from the house or the bathhouse they rented out, it's clear that the Tosefta, the Seicher, the renter, he definitely has the right to make such a neder, forbidding others, including the masker, from being nanit. Now, the Tshuva Chasam Sefer in Reish Chav Hei is actually quoted by the Piskei Tshuva in short over there, but the Chasam Sefer is a big arichus. He got a shiloh from a Talmud of his, who seemed to be a rov in a certain town, and the question was, if the shul in that town, where the Chasam Sefer's Talmud was the rov, the question is, if the shul Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, we know that a shul, it's in Erechaim Simakuf Nanalos, the arichus, the lochus of the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, where you are and are not allowed to do the shul, how you have to treat a shul with the proper derech eretz, with the proper respect, there's many different dinim that apply. And the question was that the shul in this town had halachos of kedushas beis haknesses. Why would one think that does not have the halachos of kedushas beis haknesses? Because the shul, the property of the shul, or it seems even the building possibly, did not really belong to the people from the town. It was actually rented out from the Sar Ha'ir, from the officer, we can call him the mayor of the city. Probably wasn't a mayor, like an elected mayor like we have nowadays. He owned the city, or he owned most of the properties in the city, and basically everything was his. And the people got to live over there, and they rented out the shul, at least, the shul they rented out from the Sar Ha'ir. It was rented to the Kehillah from this person who owned the city, and he was the officer, he was the person in charge of the city. And the Chumsever says in the Tshuva that, Ruba Druba, but the Knesset, the Medina Zoo, most, the vast majority of the shuls in his country, or Hungary, or whatever it was at the time, the vast majority of the shuls in the country belonged to the Sar Ha'ir, to the person who was in charge of that city, and the Kehillah, the community, had to rent out the shul from the Sar Ha'ir. Now, the Shoyl, this is the Talmud of Sefer, sent the Shoyl to his Rebbe of Sefer, who wanted to know if the Shoyl has Kedushas Beis HaKnesses or not. He wanted to say that maybe there's not a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, because Who gives a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses? The Yidden, who are the renters, they're the tenant basically, they wanted to give it, or they were the ones who originally had possibly given the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses when they moved in and started using the shul, but the fact that they designated it to be a shul and they're going to start using it to daven and to have all the tefillos there, maybe they give a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and you have to keep all the dinim, how Beis HaKnesses has to be treated. So he wants to say, the Talmud of Sefer, that maybe in this case, they were never able to give a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses because the masker, the renter, that means the one who rented out to them, he had the right at any point during the years of the rental, he has the right to sell it to somebody else. If the star here would get a good deal and he would want to sell this building, he would want to sell the shul to someone else, he could sell the shul to any guy up the street he wants to sell it to, or whoever he wants to sell it to, and that's it, he wouldn't be thrown out of the shul. That means they didn't have a definite amount of time that they're going to be there for the next 99 years and no one could throw them out, and after 99 years the lease expires and start from scratch. They didn't have any definite amount of time that they had the rights to rent out and to use this building for a shul. Because if at any given point, the master, the landlord, the sarayir, would find someone he wants to sell to, he could sell it, and that would be the end of it, they would be thrown out. That's number one. And he says number two, that was only legally. Legally he has the right to sell it. But even if he wouldn't have sold to sell it to, and if he wouldn't be so careful to play by the laws, really the sarayir, the person in charge of the city, could really throw them out at any given point. Because who's going to tell him what to do? Who's going to tell him what to do? He's the sarayir. There's no one who can fight with him. You can't take him to court. There's no way to fight with him. So legally he has the right to sell it. And even if he doesn't have someone to sell it to, practically speaking, he can do what he wants. He can throw everybody out. And therefore, the Talmud of Sefer wanted to say that maybe there's no Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Even if the sarayir did not throw them out, he did not sell it, and he did not throw them out. But since at this point, they have no rights, because at any given point he could throw them out, whether legally or illegally, practically he could throw them out. So maybe they don't have the power to give Kedushas Beis HaKnesses over here. Even though the halach is that a soicher, a renter, could be maktish, he could be maktish the payers of the usage of a building that he's renting, but over here at any given point he could be thrown out, maybe he doesn't have anything that's his that he has the right to be maktish, to give Kedusha to, whether Kedusha to Beis HaMikdash like was in the olden days, or nowadays to give Kedusha to Beis HaKnesses. He brings the halacha that this Talmud brings, that the many Rishonim say that a husband cannot be makdish the ma'isi yadayim of his wife, although the halacha is that when a lady works, a married lady, the ma'isi yadayim, the money that she makes of working, or she produces by working, it goes to her husband. He does not have the right to be makdish that. And the reason is because at any given point she could change the agreement and she could say, "Eini nizernis v'eini oisa, I don't want to work anymore and don't feed me." The reason why the husband has the right to her ma'isi yadayim, to the work that she produces, is because he's mechuyev mezonos, he's mechuyev to supply her with food. He supplies her with food, and the way she pays him back is that she works, and the money she makes, or what she produces, goes to him. But since at any given point, she has the right to say that she doesn't want to work anymore, he shouldn't feed her, she'll take care of her own food, he shouldn't worry about her food, and she's not going to provide him with anything that she produces. She'll take care of herself, she'll work for herself, and she'll take care of her own food. Since at any point, she has the right to say that, so therefore, the Ram says, and other Rishonim seem to say, that the husband cannot be makdish her ma'isi yadayim, because doesn't have definite rights to her ma'isi yadayim, because at any point she could back out and say, "I'm not working for you anymore, and don't provide me with food." So that's what the Talmud of Sefer wants to say. The Sefer feels this tzak is wrong, and he says that the Beis HaKnesses, the shul, as well as most of the Batei Knesses in their country, which have the status of being rented out from the sarayir, he says that does have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. First, he just talks about the first point that the Talmud said that if there would be a proper lease and there would be no way to throw them out during the years of the lease, then the Talmud and Sefer understood that then they would have the right to give Kedusha and there would be Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses taking effect on their shul. The Talmud and Sefer says that part is correct. He says that there's a marshal who seems to finalize that. He seems to say that for someone who's renting a tenant to give Kedusha to be maktish, he has to speak out clearly that he's only being maktish the payers, the benefits and the usage, what there is to be had from the place that he's renting. But if he just says he's being maktish the house that he's renting, so then the hekdesh is not chal, because it seems that he's trying to be maktish the actual building of the house itself, that he doesn't own. So therefore, his hekdesh is not chal altogether. So the Sefer says that, and this is Talmud is right, that the halacha is not like the marshal, it's incorrect, and when the tenant, when he's maktish, it's understood that he means to be maktish whatever he has the rights to, and not the walls of the building itself. And in this case, that they're renting out the shul from the sarayir, from the person who owns the city, and he's in charge of the city, so it's obvious that they mean to give Kedushas Beis HaKnesses only to what they have the rights to, but to the actual karka, to the ground, and to the wall, which don't belong to them, then obviously they don't mean to give Kedushas Beis HaKnesses to. So the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses would be chal. Now what did the Talmud want to say? Why is the Kedusha not chal? Because in this case, the landlord has the right to throw them out, and at any given point you can throw them out, so therefore it's similar to Ein Nizernis V'Ein Oisa, the lady has the right to say she doesn't want to work for her husband anymore, and she doesn't want to be fed by him, and therefore he cannot be Makdish or Ma'isi Yadayim. So first of all, Sefer, He argues, he says that the Rishonim, which the Talmud felt, say like this, don't necessarily say like this, that he has a different pshat in the Rambam over there. But then the Chassam Sefer says that specifically in this case of the shul, he says that the sari here, the person in charge, he has legally the right to sell the house to someone else, even during the years of the lease. He says that who says he's going to find somebody to sell it to? It's not so simple. And who says he's going to find anybody? It's not so simple. Just because he says he could find somebody to sell it to, who says it's really going to happen? That's the first thing he says. And that was what Talmud said, that at any given point he could throw them out in their head, even without the law, and there's no one who could stop him. There's no reason to think that should make a difference in halacha. He says that we don't find anywhere in halacha that the fact that somebody could technically force you out illegally has any halachic status. Nei bechametz, there are those who feel that the halacha is by Rabbi Motzei. The Rambam is that the halacha by Rabbi Motzei has to do with who it's Motzei by, who the chametz is found by. So if somebody is responsible for the chametz, not legally but practically, the guy is going to do something to them. If he doesn't take care of the chametz, he doesn't wash the chametz properly for them, so then maybe halachically it's considered theirs. Even by chametz, it's not possibly possible like this Rambam. But look, I'll be all of the Dinei Torah, it doesn't make any difference if someone could force something against someone else's will illegally. We look at what is legally binding. And legally over here, the only way the Sarir could get them out is to be sold. Who says he's going to find somebody to sell to? So we don't take that into cheshbon. Then he also says that Roy Vassar, most of these people, governors in charge of the city, are Anche Chesed, they're kind people. They go by the law, they're very righteous and they're very nice, so therefore there's no reason to think that he'd ever want to throw them out illegally anyway. Then the Chassam Sefer says that often the case is that all the rent is from the Sarir is just the karka, just the property itself, just the land. But the actual walls of the shul, they built with their own wood and their own stones, they built on their own. So that they have the right to be makdish. And also it makes it much harder for the Sarir to throw them out, because he wants to throw them out by selling it. The Chassam Sefer is assuming that we'll go by what's legal. As he said before, that with the exception of chametz, we never look at what someone could force against someone else's will. So legally, the only way he could force them out is by selling it. And in this case, if he would sell it, he would have to pay for the cost of the building. You have to pay them for the building. You can throw them out of the karka, sell the land, but pay them for the eitz ma'avon, for the wood and the stones. So that's much less likely to ever materialize, much less likely to ever happen. So therefore, we say that the basic nesis does have to be basic nesis. He says also that that's all in the case where the Sarir did not know what they're renting him for. But if he knew that they're renting it for a shul, which usually was the case, he knew that there's being a shul over here, he saw they're having a shul, and he left, he allows that. So then it's certain, it's even more possible that the Kedusha is chal. Because whatever amount still belongs to him, whatever amount is his, so he also gives that Kedusha's basic nesis. He also knows that and wants, and he's happy that it should be used for a Jewish synagogue, it should be used for a shul. And he says that if a guy is makdish something, the Kedusha is chal. We don't let the guy give the davus to this mitzvah, but a shul, we let them donate to a shul, we let them have a role halachically in a shul. And here we don't even need to makdish anything, we just need them to allow us to makdish the property to be for a shul. So that certainly does take effect. And therefore, the Sefer says that if the yidden are renting a property from the guy and they're using it for a shul, so then Kedusha's basic nesis is chal. Certainly in the case where the guy knows it's being used for a shul, he's fine with that. And even in the case where the guy does not know, still the Kedusha's basic nesis is chal. Because Sefer then references us to a halacha in Hilchos Basic Nesis, in Arachayim, it's in Mekufin and Dalid, in the Tas of Kan Aleph, it talks about a place where it was illegal for the yidden to have shuls or to daven. There was a very rough government that they were dealing with, and there was persecution against the yidden, against the Jews, and they had to go in hiding, and they rented places in hiding to daven, or they found places in hiding to daven. Everything was very short term. And there, the Taz brings from earlier Pesachim that there's no Kedusha's basic nesis of Chal in the place that they daven. As the Sefer says, that we see over there, that only in that specific case, where everything was very temporary, they're on the run, and they're going to get caught, and they're going to get thrown out, that's where there's no Kedusha's basic nesis of Chal. But something that's going to be more long term, even if they don't own the place they daven, the Kedusha's basic nesis is Chal, and we do have to treat it with the proper respect that basic nesis deserves and that basic nesis gets. The Mishnah Berurah over there, he goes on the Shulchan Aruch and some Kuftan Dalat to the Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says that Sirchan Beis will rent out a house at Spalim, but they daven there, ain't like the basic nesis. That's not the din of basic nesis. And Mishnah Berurah says, talking about the rent was man kavua for a semen of time, b'chodesh al-shana, for a month or for a year. And he says because after that when the lease expires, they might be thrown out. It might not have any din of a basic nesis anymore. So since the whole thing is so temporary, that's why it has no Kedusha. And Mr. Brewer says that he's coming from a Lavush, but even according to this Lavush, in the Sharatin, he says that the loss will be if it's a long-term rental, more than a year, if it's a long-term lease, then it would have Kedusha's basic nesis, even though it does not belong to them. Once it's more long-term, it would have Kedusha's basic nesis. And he tells you to look in the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha makes the same deek in the Taz and the earlier place scheme that the Chassam Sefer just made. The Bir Halacha makes it more or less on his own. He says that it sounds like only when it was illegal and they're constantly on the run, that's when there was no Kedusha's basic nesis. But suddenly it's legal and established and set up, even if it's going to be short term, it has Kedusha's basic nesis. So certainly if it's going to be long term, it has Kedusha's basic nesis. That means Mr. Brewer is basically paskening this same stack as the Chassam Sefer paskening over here. So Halacha, even if one's renting a place to make a basic nesis, if it's very short term, then it's questionable if it has Kedusha's basic nesis. to question in the Mishnah Berurah. However, if it's going to be long term, it certainly has to be Shabbos Basic Nesses and must be treated with all the proper respect that Basic Nesses gets treated with.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.